And a good Monday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 on demand by searching for the Nick Craig Show in your favorite podcast app. You can also listen on the web by visiting the website nickcraig.com. Well, Azalea Fest weekend wrapping up here in Wilmington yesterday. A beautiful weekend weather-wise, nice and warm both Friday and Saturday. Another nice start to the week today ahead of some colder temperatures. And you talk about a boom for business. I was in downtown Wilmington for a couple of hours Saturday checking out the street fair. The streets mobbed, businesses packed, a really good turnout, and obviously a huge economic boost to southeastern North Carolina as the Azalea Fest rolls on. We'll do it again next year and see all of the impacts and everything that goes on there. So hopefully you had a chance to get out and enjoy at least a little bit of the activity. And while you were hopefully out enjoying your great, beautiful, nice weekend across the region, well, you had individuals across the United States who were out in full force attending a large anti-Trump protest. It was called Hands Off. That was the group behind these protests that took place in cities, towns, all across the United States over the weekend. And now we had a crowd here in Wilmington, hundreds gathered in downtown Wilmington, according to the Star News, on Saturday to protest Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and the current administration. Just blocks away from the North Carolina Azalea Fest, as you were walking around with your friends and family, enjoying all of the vendors and taking in all of the sights and sounds. Well, you had a group of protesters angrily yelling and chanting their way through the streets, which I'll just note, the idea, obviously, this protest went on nationally. There was no idea that there was a large event taking place here in Wilmington. Really, the last thing you want to do if you're a protesting group, and this is across the political spectrum, the last thing you want to do is get in the face and get in people's way when they're trying to do something that is not political at all. So this is a pro tip for anybody that is taking place in protests, regardless of where they are and what side of the political spectrum it goes on. When you are bothering regular, normal, everyday people that are not trying to be political, maybe aren't political at all, and you're in their face, you're blocking streets, right? We've seen all of these protests for quite some time now, where you go through and block a street, block a roadway. That's a really, really bad idea. I mean, you talk about taking individuals that might be on your side, individuals that might be willing to listen to what you have to say. When you take their free time, when you take what they're doing and decide to inject politics into it, that is a very, very bad idea. So I'll throw that out there for anybody that's willing to listen to that. A not necessarily the best idea to get in people's faces and disrupt their path and what they're trying to do to push forward on a protest. Nevertheless, it went on over the weekend. And before we get into some of my thoughts on the protest itself and your comments as well, if you'd like to chime in on the show this morning, 910-377-6425, you can text your comments in there. You can also leave your comments on YouTube, Rumble, or X as well during the live broadcast this morning. Again, 910-377-6425. Throw your name and where you're texting in from so we can get those comments here on the program this morning. I caught a very interesting live stream from Nick Shirley. He has been going around over the last couple of months and going to a vast majority of these protests. He's over in Utah and just going around the crowd and talking to the individuals that are taking place in these protests, which by the way, I think is a great idea. I mean, if you're out there protesting the administration, if you're out there protesting what's going on, I think it's very insightful to hear what's being protested. And I don't mean that in any sort of facetious or snarky way. I'm meaning that as genuine as I possibly can. I mean, what are you out here protesting? You are spending a Saturday afternoon here in Wilmington, beautiful Saturday, Azalea Fest weekend taking place, and you are protesting the current administration and individuals associated with the current administration. Now, I will give you a little bit of a language warning. This was a live stream. This is not on cable news or anything like that. It was streamed on YouTube. So there is a little bit of profanity from one lady just a couple minutes into the clip. And it's amazing because you some people are just obviously incapable of forming an opinion. I don't know if it's they're nervous because they're on camera, which is normal. It's a relatively normal thing for people to have. But you do get this situation where most people just can't answer anything. I mean, you just ask them a couple of very basic questions, and then they say, well, I'm done talking to you, or get that camera out of my face, or get out of here. You're not supposed to be here. And then you've got other individuals that disagree with the administration and actually can put forth some sort of salient argument as to why. And that seems to be, unfortunately, for the left, the minority of the individuals that are out here protesting. Most individuals have nothing to add to the equation. They have nothing to actually discuss, no insight to bring to anything at all. They're just there because they're, I guess, they're pissed off. They're frustrated with the administration, but they don't really know why. And this goes into some of the groupthink that comes out of the left. And one of the big things that is different between the right and the left is this groupthink idea. And you've got individuals on the left that just get this stuff beaten into their brain, and they're kind of like zombies at a certain point. I mean, they're all just puppeting and just saying the same things. They don't know where any of it's based. They can't really articulate anything outside of the talking points that they've read on social media, the talking points that they're hearing on cable news or reading in, you know, outlets like the Washington Post and the New York Times. That they're very, very surface level. Now, that's great for the left because it's easy to coalesce a group of individuals when nobody really knows what's going on and nobody can really articulate it. You then look at the right and you see all the infighting that's constantly going on. And I've made this point a thousand times. The right's greatest strength is also its greatest weakness, and it's independence. It's the ability to think freely about what's going on. And it's why so many times you see Republicans unsuccessful in getting things accomplished. Because there isn't this notion of, well, we all just have to go along because somebody said we need to do this. That just doesn't happen as much on the right as it does on the left. So I want to play just a couple minutes of Nick Shirley. He is a YouTuber who did a live stream Saturday in, I believe it was at the Utah State Capitol, is where he is, talking to a couple of individuals. We'll watch a few minutes of this. I've got some pictures here from Wilmington, and we'll talk about some of that coming up. Again, your comments as well, 910-377-6425. We'll turn it over to Nick Shirley now, see what's going on there.
Is the day of protest here in America. There's over 1,300 protests here. We're here in Utah. Right now, we have a major flag that says Elon with a Nazi symbol in the middle. Deport the Elon Musk. Today, we're confronting these anti-Trump and anti-Elon Musk protesters, seeing what they're protesting for, seeing what they're all about. We're dressed nice today. First time we are dressed up nice in a suit. We're going to be talking to people here, seeing what they're protesting about. All right, here we go. How you doing, ma'am?
Good.
What are you most excited for about this protest today?
I'm just really excited to be here. Mm-hmm. To make a difference, to be inspired to...
What difference do you hope to make today?
I hope that we can have a government that responds to its people. To mm-hmm. all of its people, to everyone from billionaires to the poorest people.
And do you
everyone.
Think it's fair to have a Nazi symbol in the middle of Elon Musk's name right here?
Do I think that's fair?
Yes.
I don't know.
Do you think he's a Nazi?
I don't know. I just know that his actions have not been good.
Okay, well, thank you so much, ma'am. We appreciate you.
Oh, there
How are you guys
go.
Doing?
One
you guys are out here
there.
Repping the biggest Elon Nazi sign I've ever seen here in America. What makes you guys want to do that?
That's all right. That's about it, man.
Yeah, but what makes... So, like, can you explain the sign a little bit?
it's our right. It's our right to say how we feel. So,
what makes you feel this way?
I don't really want to do the interview, man. I'm cool.
Okay. What makes you feel this way?
Because they're all Nazis and they all need to not treat people the way they're treating them.
So what makes you?
I'm going to pause it right there because that is exactly exemplifies the groupthink that I'm talking about. Like, they're all Nazis. What does that mean? I mean, and I'm asking this genuinely. I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm not trying to be a smartass about it. I'm genuinely not. I'm asking a legitimate question. When you're standing out on the Utah State Capitol on a Saturday afternoon, it looks nice in Utah. I don't know what the temperature was. And most people have sweatshirts on, so I don't know, maybe in the 60s or something like that. But it's beautiful. There's just a couple clouds in the sky. Really nice Saturday. And you're standing off or standing out and making all of these claims, making all of these comments about being everybody is a Nazi. That's the quintessential definition of groupthink, right? That doesn't mean anything. There's no substance behind it. And I'll play this clip through for a little bit longer so you can hear what she has to say and how she attempts to articulate it. But this is the issue that the left is running into right now. They're very much pissed off and frustrated with Trump, rightfully so, right? Trump is dismantling everything that the left supports. So it's no surprise, no shock that they're upset and frustrated. You would be the same way on the right if the left was doing it, right? This would be a normal reaction. But the inability to articulate any of the reasons why this is taking place is the biggest issue that the left faces right now. It's great to stand up with a sign. It's great to wave the Canadian and Ukrainian flag at a protest. Most of these people just can't express anything outside of the buzzword talking points, which is, right, Elon Musk is somehow a Nazi. However that equates, I fail to grasp and understand. But it's the very, very high-level talking points from the left. Very little substance. We'll continue with Nick Shirley's content.
A Nazi specifically.
I mean, all together, putting people in jail for no reason or actually having them deported is so wrong.
Uh-huh. And who should they deport?
If they let them here, they shouldn't have to send them back. Mm-hmm. That's ignorant.
Yeah.
So.
Well, ma'am, you're saying they should deport Elon Musk. So yeah. He should be able to stay then.
Well, no.
That's
because
pretty self-contradictory to the sign.
He's being an ass? And treating people like shit? No, he needs to go away. If he wants to cause war, no, he needs to fucking go away. He's just turning out to be another freaking...
What war has he started to create?
I'm not talking to you anymore. Go away. Thank you.
I'm just asking you the question. You said...
And I have no right to... I have no reason to talk to you anymore.
You have no right to talk to me or no reason? I was just curious. You're the one holding out the big sign, so I just wanted to see if you could... describe a little bit
Goodbye.
More. You guys have a great rest of your guys' day. And,
And see, that
flag gets put to use somewhere else after this.
Oh, it will at Tesla.
It will at Tesla. They're going to put it up at Tesla. Awesome.
All right, so I'm going to pause it right here. And then this next guy he talks to is actually rather insightful and actually can articulate a couple of things. But do you just see how quickly the argument falls apart? She's standing, holding a sign that says, deport Elon Musk, which has a swastika in the middle of Elon's name. Then makes the claim, nobody should be deported from the country. Elon Musk is an ass for deporting people, which I'll note, the Department of Government Efficiency is not deporting anybody from the United States. That's not happening. That is being conducted by ICE, by various other agencies within the federal government for individuals who are illegally in the country. Individuals who have overstayed their visas, crossed into the country illegally, missed multiple court dates. Those are the individuals being deported. That's not Elon Musk. But then at the same time, while she says these people shouldn't be deported because they came into the country, her sign says deport Elon Musk. So you see how quickly this falls apart. Then when she's pressed a little bit on it, she goes, I'm not talking to you anymore. This is a problem for the left. There's nothing wrong with being la resistance, right? There's nothing wrong with disagreeing with the administration and protesting. I mean, the protesting is a great exercise, and has throughout history been very successful. The issue you have with these protests is, for most of the people there, there's no substance behind it. They're incapable of expressing anything as to why they're so frustrated, anything as to why they are so pissed off. Now, this next guy that Nick Shirley talks to, this guy gets it. This guy knows what's going on. He expresses, now I don't agree with him. He says he stands outside of Tesla dealerships every week, but he is able to articulate how he's feeling and some of the frustrations that he has. And for these individuals, I think what they're doing out there is perfectly fine. I mean, if this is what you want to do on your Saturday, I don't have any issue with protesting. There's this concept that runs on social media. The left's like, oh, the right can't handle protests. I don't care if you protest. It's not how I spend my Saturday. It's not how I enjoy my leisure time on a weekend or when I'm done dealing with work during the day. It's not how I like to spend my time, but you have every right to do so. I don't particularly care what you do.
I protest at Tesla every weekend up in Ogden.
And how's it going?
Great. I mean, it's only me, but I'm having a great time.
Having a great time. And you got the Ukrainian flag next to the poor Elon sign.
Yep.
What makes you want to stand out here at the state capitol today with the Ukrainian flag?
So we should have been with Ukraine all along. To say that all of a sudden we're supporting Russia or we don't support Ukraine is ridiculous.
It would be a huge mistake
not to support Ukraine.
Have we not been supporting Ukraine?
We have, and up until now we have. We could have done better.
Yeah.
You know, we always can.
How's the war going to end? What do you think? How do you think Trump's going to end this war?
I think he's going to capitulate. Yeah, I think he's going to give away a lot of land.
What do you think Kamala Harris would have done different than Trump?
You know, I have no idea on that one. Because really don't know anything about her policies.
Yeah, and I think
now that's a huge, interesting comment right there. Now, to this guy, he's frustrated with the administration. He feels that Trump is going to capitulate and Ukraine is going to have to give up a whole bunch of land, which honestly, I'm not going to sign off on the capitulation side of it, but Ukraine, there is a likelihood that Ukraine will have to give up some land. There is a strong possibility as the war winds down, as the peace talks continue, as some sort of truce or treaty gets underway, that something like that is possible. That is a real legitimate thing to say. That's not good. That is a real thing to say, oh, I would not be in support. I would not be in favor of that. This guy gets it and says, hey, Kamala Harris, I have no idea what she would think. Yep, he voted for her anyway.
Really, anybody knew much about her policies,
no.
Right?
Yeah, nobody really. So Trump was your best option? Huh?
So Trump was your best option?
I didn't vote for Trump. I voted for Kamala.
Without knowing her policies?
So, yeah, Trump's that bad.
Okay, well, thank you so much, sir.
That's fine.
Enjoy.
I really, really respect that guy. I don't agree with him. I am diametrically, seemingly opposed to probably the vast majority of things he supports. He goes, you know what? Trump's really bad. I don't like him. I know Kamala wasn't perfect. I didn't really know a lot about her policies, and I voted for her anyway. Props to that guy for actually being able to speak as to what's going on. Props to that guy for admitting, hey, yeah, wasn't perfect. But this is kind of the situation we're in. I really dislike Trump. I really like the people he has surrounded him with. I'm going to vote for somebody else. It's one of the more articulate protesters that I've ever heard speak. Again, don't agree with nearly anything he said, but he was at least able to speak with some level of substance, provide something to the equation besides Elon Musk and Donald Trump and Republicans are Nazis and fascists. I mean, that's the vast majority of the people at this protest. That's all they have to add to the equation here.
We got lots of people. Oh, watch out, man. You guys know pretty well.
And so, I mean, Nick Shirley did a really good job with this. And you'll see here in a second, he runs into a guy that tries to stop him from videoing, saying that he needs to have consent for individuals to record them out in a public square. This is literally government property. Here we go. Listen to this. Watch this.
I just want to remind you of protest procedure. Don't film unless it's consent of anyone's faces. And we'd ask if
we're on public property, though, so we can film.
Are you part of the protest? Are you against?
Of course, I'm here.
Okay. I want to remind you, consent matters, man. Consent matters.
All right. Yes, sir. We do believe consent matters.
And I found this to be very interesting. Because I've seen this before, right? The left wants to show up to these public protests. They want to be out in public. They want to stand in front of a Tesla dealership and hoot and holler about Elon Musk. They want to show up to state capitals. They want to show up to cities and towns all across America and protest. Yet somebody shows up with a camera and this clown is talking about you can't film people unless you get their consent. Not only is that not legal, not any sort of legitimate legal concern by any stretch of the imagination, but isn't it completely counter to what you would want? Right, you're showing up to speak a displeasure of the current administration. You're showing up to voice your disdain with Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and the individuals that are in the administration. Why are you're doing this publicly? You're doing this and organizing this crowd in a public space. Wouldn't you want this documented? I just found that to be rather interesting. And of course, this guy chases him around the entire time and hoots and hollers. You don't have the consent to film or record people. Again, standing on state property on the Utah State Capitol Plaza by the looks of it. Pretty interesting.
Wait, why are you following me? What's your password?
800.
Here, we put it in. You can follow us all you want, sir. Would you like to get some money? We got some money today.
He's trying to pay individuals to speak with him, offer them a couple of bucks to
some money out
to have their comments recorded.
Here, take a dollar.
Oh, and there we go, covering the camera, right, blocking the filming from going on.
You don't want money? Hey, easy, don't block the camera, sir.
I'm gonna block the camera.
Sir, don't block the camera.
Block the camera. We have to block the camera now. Because somebody's showing up and speaking. We don't want that filmed, right?
You see the security vest? I'm going to ask you to step to the other side of the street. I'm going to get the police.
You don't have any right to get the police. I'm right here. Go get them. Hey, easy. Dude, you don't have our consent to do this.
Don't touch me.
Don't
touch me! Don't touch me!
I didn't touch you for nothing.
You touched me! Don't touch me!
You want some money? Okay, you touched him. Get off my camera, man. He's touching him.
Can we get someone around these people,
yeah,
please?
Walk around them,
circle. Easy,
circles.
Easy.
Elbows.
There we go. There we go.
No.
Easy.
You're not here to, wait. You're not here for the
whoa,
get
whoa,
the
whoa.
Police.
What? Get the police? What did I do?
Yeah.
What
do
I do? What did I do?
Where? No.
No. Don't
no,
give.
No,
don't feed the
no,
trolls.
No. Get
elbows around.
Elbows around. Holy cow. Don't let me go. What are you going to do?
Elbows.
Elbows. Man, we are peaceful. What the hell is going on out here? Watch, he can't keep running. What are you gonna do? Sir, for all that running, I might as well give you a dollar so you can go buy the eatery. Here you go.
Go away.
Here, do you want a dollar?
What kind of drugs do you have on there? Go away.
Easy. Hey, sir. You're disrupting our time here at the protest. Yes, we are.
No, you're
yes,
not.
Yes, we are.
Go.
You know that it's
we're
illegal if you're not part of the protest to be over here.
Who
the heck said that?
So listen to this. So this is, again, this is the huge issue with the left. It's illegal for you to be here if you're not part of the protest. What does that even mean? You're standing on state-owned property in Utah. You're chasing around this guy with a camera because he's filming? Why are you doing this stuff publicly? If you don't want these things brought forward to the media, if you don't want any sort of PR from this and you don't want anybody to talk about it, then don't do it in a public place. This seems completely against the whole point of having a public protest. It seems completely antithetical to what the left is trying to do with these protests. It makes no sense.
Bro.
Have we seen one on YouTube and Instagram?
You like and watch them? Okay, what is going on, everybody? Look, we got a crowd coming.
Look at, they're chasing him. I mean, they're chasing him.
Dude, you touched me. Bro, get off me. He's touching me. You're touching me, dude. Get off me. I know I'm attractive, but I'm not that attractive to be following me like stink on poo. Come on, man. Get off me. What are you doing? You're acting like a king, big dog. All right, we're out. We juked him out. Here we go.
Now you got
get
this lady.
Off the property. Go. Yeah.
Ma'am.
Go.
Stop following me.
Go.
All right, we're going up to the Capitol steps. You guys, I don't even know what's going on. I'm in a suit too. All right, we're going up to the Capitol steps. Bro, what is going on?
We can do.
What is going on? You guys, I came in a suit today, so they take me a little bit more professional. We got this guy over here. He's upset. Wow, waste, fraud, and abuse. Bro, what are you doing?
Do not engage.
Thank you so much.
I'm so impressed.
Can you tell him to back off so we can continue our recording?
Part of security, he's not allowed to be here.
Part of no security. I could have brought a construction vest as well.
We got one.
Wait.
I thought you were trying to fight for our country.
I am fighting for our country.
Okay.
Come on. You guys, get off me.
Zone 5 agitators.
I ain't no agitator.
Yes, you are.
He's the one agitating me. So, man, I came in a suit.
Fake security Zone 5 agitators.
No, we know. We've seen you before, buddy. Just go.
Ma'am.
Just go.
Yeah, you guys leave me. You guys, chat, what is going on? Ma'am, it's my birthday today. Can you be a little bit nicer?
No.
Come on, it's my birthday. You guys, what is going on? Stop it.
I found this whole exchange. It's a long live stream. It's about 2 hours long. I found it to be very interesting.
I do mean to say, bro, you got to get consent to film.
You got to get consent to follow me around like...
Consent to film. It's a public place. This is being filmed on, or this protest is taking place on a state capitol grounds. You need consent to film. It's just very interesting to watch these deranged lunatics chase this guy around a protest.
Excuse me, sorry.
It's remarkable to me.
All right, holy cow. Took the camera. Going through them. Where are they at? Gee, excuse me, you're touching my shoulder. Can you please stop?
Oh, we're in a crowd.
Oh, sorry, excuse me, ma'am.
Fascist coming through. Excuse us. Fascist coming through.
It's not very nice to call yourself a fascist.
Fascist coming through.
Here we go. Excuse me. Excuse me. All right, we made it onto the Capitol steps. We're on the Capitol steps. Here we go. Someone's speaking, ma'am. Holy cow.
I certainly don't need to Excuse tell me. You that it wasn't. For every success, there are plenty of scars that
Bro,
many of us
doing?
Carry when we were failed, let down,
Sir.
Ostracized, ignored, shut up by our schools,
Yo, chat,
teachers,
what should I do
administrators,
with
and legislators. And it is
Bro, you're tripping
every
up people. You're causing disturbance here at the protest. We're just trying to talk to people, all right?
In our power to address the
Doesn't this just perfectly exemplify the left?
You've been asked to leave nicely.
I'm trying to leave, and you won't even let me go anywhere. Look at these fools. Like, these guys are legit fools. Look at them. We're getting on top of the Capitol. Here we go.
All right. I will throw the full link to this in the show notes over at patreon.com/Nick Craig. It's just the perfect example of what's wrong with the left here. It's the perfect example of a group of individuals that are incapable of articulating anything. And they obviously know that because they are deciding that the solution to somebody showing up and protesting, somebody showing up and arguing, oh, we don't like Trump this, we don't like Trump that. But nobody's allowed to articulate that thought. Nobody's allowed to express that without some joker, without some clown running around and tackling them and chasing them through the crowd. It just makes absolutely no sense at all. It's very, very interesting to watch that unfold. I'll throw the full links to it in the show notes over at patreon.com/Nick Craig. With the locally, of course, we were just talking about the protest in Wilmington on Saturday. The chairman of the New Hanover County Republican Party, John Hinnant, was asked for comment by WECT News about said protest. And he said this, quote, "Anybody protesting more efficiency in government is misguided. 72% or more of Americans agree that our government needs to rein in waste, fraud, and abuse. These protests are on the wrong side of a 70-30 issue that is typical of the National Democrat Party. They are so disconnected with the average American, it's no wonder people ignore these protests. At this point, they are going to have to shut down traffic to get people's attention. These repetitive protests are getting really boring, especially when most of our community is participating in an amazing tradition, the North Carolina Azalea Festival. Comments there from the New Hanover County GOP chairman, John Hinnett. Spot on comments there. Right, we're exactly what I was mentioning. You've got people trying to enjoy their Saturday, enjoy their time walking around downtown Wilmington, only to be met with these clowns that spend no time, that just want to spend their time going back and forth and arguing about Elon Musk and about Donald Trump. Very, very interesting. I'll get into my thoughts on these protests overall coming up here in just a few minutes. Again, I want to remind you that if you are interested in getting show notes, including the link to that full video and more, head on over to patreon.com/Nick Craig, $5, $10 a month. You can also set a custom amount there if you believe you are getting some value from the show. Enjoying it each and every weekday morning, patreon.com/Nick Craig. We'll have more on the weekend of protests, plus a huge decision from the North Carolina Court of Appeals coming up here in just a few minutes. You're watching The Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and of course 24/7 wherever you get your podcasts. And welcome back to The Nick Craig Show. Good Monday morning to you, streaming live on YouTube, Rumble, and X 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. A busy weekend for Democrats and left-wing affiliated groups as they set forth on a major set of protests over the weekend, protesting President Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and the administration as they continue to be, very much frustrated with the way in which things are unfolding right now. And they had their hands-off protest. That's what their big group was called, or the name of all of these protests that took place, hands-off. And so here's the thing with these protests. There's nothing wrong protesting. I think if you want to spend your Saturday going out and yelling and screaming about the administration, that's fine. But I think the issue that the left is falling into with these protests and really what's going on here is the quintessential problem that the Democrat Party is facing right now. Where was this level of organization back in September, October, November of last year? Where were all of these various groups when you had a presidential election that was taking place in our country? Right? All of these same groups, all of these individuals that are so pissed off now about what's going on, are so beside themselves by what's happening up in Washington, D.C., an attempt to course correct decades of horrific big government policies that have buried the United States in trillions of dollars worth of debt. Policies that have ballooned the size of the federal government to a point in which it's literally unrecognizable from years past. Where were all of these individuals before? Right, that you had your opportunity to save our democracy. You had your opportunity to bring your candidate and your ideas forward. And this is really the issue that the left is facing right now. They don't have any ideas. They don't have any policies. I put a post out on X over the weekend as it related to the protests that were taking place in Raleigh. And my post was very simple. I said just this. Obviously, this was us moving NC forward, some left-wing rag group, talking about protesting the attacks on democracy, pretty popular. I said, leftist policies are unpopular and don't work. And that's really it. That's the biggest issue that the Democrats face right now. Think about the things that they have championed over the last couple of years. The things that they've really been public about. What are the things that come to the top of your mind? Well, for me, it's, for some reason, allowing men to play in women's sports. Right? That's been a huge talking point for the left. They have ushered in this very fringe thought that it is okay for dudes, men, to take female sports and essentially destroy them. I saw a post over the weekend. There was some international women's pool championship, you know, the pool, you shoot at a bar or sports bar or whatever. The two individuals playing in the championship were both dudes. They were both men playing in this women's championship pool thing. Both men. Like, those are the, that is just one of the big issues that the left has championed over the last couple of years. Yet you look at that issue played out in front of the American populace. You look at that issue, and it's an 80-20. What is an 80-20 issue? It's an issue that 80% of people agree with, 20% don't. 80-plus percent of people do not support the idea that it is appropriate, that is a good idea to allow biological men, dudes, to play in female sports. 20% do. They think that's an appropriate and good thing for our society. That's a good thing for young women trying to compete in sports, whether it be middle school, high school, or college. They believe that's a good thing. But it's an 80-20 issue. You can poll people across the political spectrum, and they find that to be, in many cases, completely disgusting, completely reprehensible. Yet, that's one of the left's big talking points. Protecting trans, protecting men and women's sports. That's their one of their big, big policy issues. And so when I make the comment that the left's ideas, the left's policies aren't working, that's why to me these protests are falling nothing more than flat. Because the things that they're yelling and screaming about, my democracy this, the end of democracy that, it just doesn't have any substance. It doesn't mean anything. There's nothing tangible with it. Your democracy, which it's not a democracy, it's a democratic republic. I'll remind all of our friends on the left this morning. Your democracy is not ending. It didn't end the first time that Trump was in the Oval Office. It's not going to end this time. Right? You say things ad nauseum. You say the same comments and use the same things over and over again. The end result is the boy who cried wolf. Nobody believes you. And so instead of bringing forward issues that are popular with the American people, the left continues with their completely anti-Trump message. And we saw in 2016, 2015 and 2016, Hillary Clinton's entire presidential campaign was not about why she would be a great president. It was not about why she'd be a phenomenal leader for the free world. It was how awful Donald Trump was. It was how awful Republicans and conservatives are. And we saw how that message completely failed on the national stage. Trump completely blowing out the polls, blowing out Hillary Clinton, and winning the presidency in 2016. And it's because there were no ideas, no policies, and no substance. And we saw a very similar thing in this last presidential election. You even heard from one of those protesters earlier in the show. He doesn't know what Kamala Harris's plans were. No, of course he didn't. She didn't really run a campaign. She was shoehorned in at the 11th hour to save the Democrat Party from the crippled, decrepit president of the United States at the time, Joe Biden, whose mental acuity was completely collapsing in front of everybody's eyes. They watched that same debate that you and I did. They saw a guy that was struggling to put sentences together. They saw a guy that was staring into space during the debate. He had seemingly no idea where he was. So she was brought in as the pinch hitter in the last minute and completely struck out. She didn't have any policies. She didn't have any ideas. Her entire campaign was Donald Trump, orange man bad. And I would just assume, if I was somebody that was, you know, heavily influenced or heavily associated with the left, that I would try bringing forward actual ideas that will work with the American people. I would try bringing forward policies that people will say, you know what? I agree with that. I like what you're saying. I like what your party stands for. I'm going to vote in favor of that. That's what I would be doing if I was part of this movement right now. But that's not what's happening. I was going through the pictures that the Star News posted on their, Star News ran an article about the protests. And I mean, these are some of the pictures. Hands off my science. Cancer research. Have you heard anything from the national level that cancer research is stopping? That cancer research is ending? I mean, I don't even know where that's based. Hands off our libraries? These signs, hands off my schools, due process, medical research, federal agencies, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. Now, some of those things, yeah, hands off your federal agencies. Well, no, that's not what's happening. It's actually quite the contrary. It's hands on federal agencies, getting these things under control. Elon, be gone. I mean, these signs that impeach Trump, hate won't make America great. Right, these are the same reused sorry talking points from the left. Nothing in here has any sort of substance. Nothing in any of these signs say anything that would elevate or rise the Democrat Party, rise this leftist ideology to a situation where it's popular with the American people. Because none of it's policy. None of its platform, none of it is this. Politics, folks, while it's a very complicated sport, can be boiled down to very basic things. First, it's a popularity contest. And secondly, why my ideas are better than yours. Why the things I support, why the things I believe are better than yours. That's politics in a nutshell. My things are better than what the other party, the other people can provide and offer. That's really it. That's what you have to convince voters to decide on, that your ideas are better. And the left doesn't seem to be willing to do that. And it makes sense. The reason that the left, during these protests, is not talking about their policies, the reason that the left is not talking about their platform, is because their ideas are no good. Their ideas are very unpopular with the American populace. Their ideas are very unpopular with vast majorities of voting blocks. So that's why they just yell and scream about Trump. That's why they yell and scream about Elon Musk. They have nothing substantive to talk about. So go back to the old reliable, which is Orange Man bad. Now Elon Musk bad. Again, I'll remind you, the savior of the left. The guy that was going to stop the world from spontaneous combustion due to his phenomenal electric vehicles in Tesla. The darling of the progressive left is now a Nazi, according to the Democrat Party and to the vast majority of out-of-control liberals. You talk about a quick switch on that. Snap a finger, this guy darling to now public enemy number one. And I don't know how the left comes back from this. I really don't know how they begin to transform this message into something that they can run campaigns on. There's only so much bad Elon Musk, bad Trump that will garner goodwill with a voting bloc, will garner goodwill with individuals that vote. It only goes so far. Now, for those that are very uninformed, for those that are only very interested in kind of the more salacious comments, what I would call low IQ voters, individuals that do not follow politics, individuals that are not interested in being informed and do not do research on any of the issues, that's a message that will resonate with them, surely. Right? Because they're wrapped up in the social media cable news ecosystem. It's a big feedback loop. Right, it's feeding all of those things that they're hearing 24/7 and seeing posted on their Facebook and their Instagram accounts. But for everybody else, for individuals that are actually interested in getting some sort of information, for those that are trying to make an informed decision as to why I should vote for you, why I should vote for your issues, why I should vote for your party, the left is not providing that information. Now, and there's a couple of things, by the way, that they can run on. We were talking about it last week with the Senate budget proposal. Talking about government entitlements like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, That's a huge winning issue for the left. Now, it doesn't even have to be based in reality, but to me, that would be a great issue for Democrats to continue to blow out of proportion because it hits so many voters, and it specifically hits voters that are more inclined to vote. Individuals that tend to be older are more prominent when it comes to voting. Their propensity to actually show up and vote is significantly higher than younger individuals. And programs like Social Security and programs like Medicaid are something that they use. So when you tell those individuals, hey, Trump, hey, the Republicans are trying to get rid of these programs, well, that's something that's going to make them go, huh, well, that's not good. I don't want to vote for that. I'll vote for you. But they're seemingly completely missing the mark on that. And so they're just yelling and screaming about Trump this, Trump that. You know, end of democracy, Doge, this is an emergency. It's pretty remarkable. And the timeline on all of this, I would say, is probably relatively short. Right? There's only so much time that the Democrat Party is going to have to rehabilitate itself. There's only so much time that the Democrat Party is going to have to build an image that is popular with the American voting public. And that window, every day that goes by, is getting smaller and smaller. Right? We heard that clip from Susie Wiles last week, the White House chief of staff, in her interview with Laura Trump. And she mentioned how the White House is operating on a 100-day, 60-day, and I think she said 16-month timetable, something like that, from day one, from January 20th. It's because they understand, they know that they've got a relatively short runway to start getting things done. They've got to wrap this stuff up in a sufficient amount of time to get ready for the midterm elections in 2026. They'll be here before you know it. And so I'm failing to grasp how the Democrats are going to take all of this momentum, which I admit they have. It's very easy to be the party in opposition. It's very easy to outrage over what's going on. It's much harder to govern. It's much harder to lead than it is to just be pissed off and outraged. And the left is currently in the pissed off and outraged camp. And so for them, it's very easy to gin up and whip up a bunch of people that are freaking out about what's going on, that have been misled, have been getting misinformation from media about what's happening, and get them to show up at a protest. The question is, how do you parlay that into something that turns these people out to vote? Because obviously they didn't. I mean, whether you like it or not, Trump got 77 million votes in November of last year. And the same message was persisted. Mud democracy this, end of democracy that, fascism this. That was the left's talking point. It didn't work. Trump got 77 million votes, won 7 of 7 swing states, won the Electoral College, won the popular vote. So that message obviously doesn't work. I don't think I'm stepping too far out on a tree limb this morning to make that point. I think I can say with pretty good substance that those messages do not work. Those messages do not hit with the American voting bloc, the American population. So what do they do from here? I really don't know. I think these protests, while they're good right now, are probably pretty short-sighted in the long haul, especially when you're disrupting people's like Saturday afternoons and you're blocking traffic and making people's lives a living hell for seemingly no reason because you're frustrated and pissed off with the current administration. I think that's a bad idea overall. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think this is going to be a very fruitful venture for the left. And I think the idea that you're going to just be the party of disruption, which is quite ironic, right? Because Trump is disrupting in D.C. right now, and that's what the left hates. Yet they are embodying some of that same messaging, taking some of that same action to the streets, as they say, in their disruptive nature over these Trump policies, over the complete overhaul of the federal government. There's a little bit of irony there, I'm positive of. And so we'll just have to see how this plays out. We'll have to see if they can keep this momentum forward. And I'm very curious and very interested to see how these groups try and take this momentum that they've got right now, take the outrage culture that they have right now, and start to translate that into successful election victories. Translate that into policies, procedures, ideas, ideologies that the American people say, yes, that best supports me. Yes, that's something that I'm in favor of. Yes, that's a policy, that's a platform, that's something that I want to be brought to America. Right? You see Gavin Newsom attempting to do it, but you look at his state, it's a dumpster fire. Gavin Newsom is trying to rebrand himself. Unfortunately, he has all of the baggage of the disaster that California is running right behind him. Right? So he can claim all of these great things, but his track record is abysmal. The policies of California are atrocious. They don't work. That's why you see mass individuals of people leaving places like California, like New York, and like many places in the Northeast. Because the progressive leftist ideological policies do not work. The policies don't work for the people that live in those states. So what are they doing? They're packing up their bags and they're saying, well, maybe we'll go to Texas. Maybe we'll go to Idaho. Maybe we'll go to North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Florida. We're getting out of the disastrous policies of the place that we live right now. So we'll keep an eye on these protests and continue to pass details along as we get them right here. Turning our attention to some major statewide news this morning on Friday afternoon, the North Carolina Court of Appeals in a split 2-1 decision ordered state election officials to recalculate vote totals in the 2024 state Supreme Court election between Democrat Allison Riggs and Republican Jefferson Griffin. As it stands right now, Griffin does trail Riggs by about 734 votes. That's out of over 5.5 million that were cast in that contest. The court reversed a lower court ruling and responded to Griffin's challenge of over 65,000 ballots across three different categories. Category 1, voters with incomplete registration information. Category 2, overseas voters lacking a photo ID. And 3, individuals who have never lived in North Carolina. The majority opinion, which was composed of Republican judges John Tyson and Fred Gore, ruled that incomplete registrants and overseas voters should be given 15 business days to cure their deficiencies. And so really, what you've got going on here, and we've talked about this a lot on the Carolina Journal NewsHour, is you've got about 65,000 people in the state that have incomplete voter registrations, whether they're lacking a social security number, a driver's license number, things that are required according to HAVA, which are federal voting regulations. The Help America Vote Act, I think, is what HAVA stands for, passed in the early 2000s. The North Carolina State Board of Elections, which has been run by Democrats, continues to be run by Democrats, decided that they were not going to follow that. Decided that they were not going to mandate individuals to provide either a driver's license number or a social security number, which is required under HAVA. That was incompetence out of the State Board of Elections. And these judges have said, if for these incomplete registrants, these voters that do not have all of the details, all of the data on file that they should be given 15 days to correct that, 15 days to go to a local board of elections and fill out any sort of paperwork, any sort of forms that are needed to correct your voter registration, and then your vote will be counted to make sure that you are following state guidelines or state and federal guidance and guidelines. So that's what they ruled there. Now, the one interesting part of this, you've got these individuals that have never lived in North Carolina. So if you were born out of the country to North Carolina citizens and have never lived in the state, you are allowed to register in North Carolina, which is absurd. There's only 267 people in that category. They are set to be removed entirely. So they will not have any sort of curing 15 days to paperwork. Those votes are just not going to count at all. And so with this, the ruling sends the case back to a trial court with instructions for the State Board of Elections to notify affected voters and adjust vote totals accordingly. Now, it remains unclear this morning whether this process will, of course, change the outcome of the election. How many of these 65,000 ballots will be cured? How many of them will not be cured? What political party are a vast majority of these ballots from? A lot of that is still up in the air this morning. Now, what we do know this morning is that Democrat Justice Allison Riggs is going to appeal this decision. She is going to appeal it to the state's highest court. That will be the state Supreme Court. And they will decide whether they take this case up or not. If they choose not to take it up, then it stays where it currently is in the appeals court with these instructions to the State Board of Elections and to the trial court as to how to deal with this process, how to deal with these 65,000 plus ballots going forward. And once that 15-day period is done, it calls for the State Board of Elections to recount the votes, to recount that election with the altered voting totals, and then we'll see what the outcome is. Now, if she is unsuccessful in appealing it here on the level of the state Supreme Court, there's a very strong likelihood that Democrat Allison Riggs and the State Board of Elections will appeal this back again to federal court, which is, by the way, where this case was back just a couple of months ago. So this decision is undoubtedly going to be heard by somebody else. Now, I don't have any timeline or details this morning as to when the 15-day process is going to take place. I did see a post from the State Board of Elections on Friday. They said this. They put out a press release on their social media, and they said this, quote, "Today, the North Carolina Court of Appeals issued a decision in the election protest brought by State Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin. The court's decision may require the county boards of elections to contact voters whose voter registration forms did not include a driver's license number or the last four of a social security number, and to allow those voters to provide that information to their county board of elections to ensure their votes for the Supreme Court contest count in the 2024 general election. The court's decision may also require the county boards of elections to contact military and overseas citizen voters who used absentee ballots to provide a copy of their photo identification." It then goes on to say this, "The court's decision is not yet into effect and is likely to be appealed. If the court's decision does go into effect, the State Board of Elections will provide instructions to affected voters on how to comply with the court's decision. Regardless of the ultimate outcome of this ongoing legal dispute, any voter who is concerned that their voter registration information is incomplete or is not up to date should submit an updated voter registration form," and they go through that whole process. I did find that a little bit unique and quite ironic. The Board of Elections, the State Board of Elections, has known who these voters are that have incomplete voter registrations. Right, they can query their system and say, who are the voters that are missing a driver's license number? Who are the voters that are missing the last four of a social security number? They could have done that years ago, but they chose not to. They chose that they would rather allow these individuals to vote in opposition of both federal and state law. And now their inability to do that, their inability to do their job, is now coming back and biting them in the ass, plain and simple. If the State Board of Elections over the last decade would have gone through this process and informed these individuals that their voter registration data was not complete, then we wouldn't have this problem right now. But see, the Board of Elections sat on their hands and allowed these individuals to vote in election after election after election, and now they're finally being called on it. You've had this case that has been brought forth by Jefferson Griffin against the State Board of Elections, and now it seems like they're going to be required to do it with a court mandate. And it's all because of their own incompetence. It's all because they decided that it was not important for them to follow state law, because it was not important for them to follow federal guidelines coming out of HAVA. So I have no sympathy for the State Board of Elections. Now, they're, of course, going to cry a foul on this. They've been arguing this case in courts for months now. But really, a simple question needs to be asked. Why did you not do this over the last couple of months and years? Why did you not go through? The HAVA has been in effect for 20 years now. Why did you guys not make sure these voters were completely registered? I get it. You've got busy elections every 4 years. This would be a great year to do something like that. It's municipal elections. Voter turnout is low. You can work on your list maintenance. You can get these voters the information they need. Why was this not dealt with before? That's a very fair question to ask. The State Board of Elections didn't care. They decided that they were going to fly in the face and fly in opposition of state and federal law and do whatever they wanted. And now they're seeing the repercussions and the ramifications of ignoring this courts, of ignoring law. And now you've got this appeals court in a 2-1 decision on Friday that has ruled in favor of Jefferson Griffin. Will it change the outcome of the election? I don't know. But to me, it doesn't matter. The real issue here is the State Board of Elections and their inability to follow the law. Their willingness to just move forward with whatever they think they want to do, flying in complete opposition of what lawmakers in Raleigh and lawmakers in Washington, D.C. have said. They run as essentially an unchecked group. That's why you've seen changes. And coming up here next month, you've got a piece of legislation that was passed by the General Assembly that will move the State Board of Elections under the purview of the State Auditor's Office because they have essentially run unchecked. And it creates problems for individuals that have done nothing wrong, right? That's the unfortunate reality of this situation. Because of the incompetence of the State Board of Elections, you've got individuals now who might not have their votes counted. Not because they did anything wrong. Not because the voters screwed something up or failed to do something correctly, but because the State Board was not requiring information and data that they should have been. It's their own damn fault. I have zero sympathy for them whatsoever. So we'll continue to track these details. This has been months ongoing now, and it likely will take at least a couple more weeks, if not a couple more months, to get those details played out. We'll continue to track them right here on the Nick Craig Show. Thanks for joining us live this morning, 7 o'clock, YouTube, Rumble, and X, and of course, 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great Monday.